ನಿತ್ಯೇಂದ್ರ ಪರಿಶಂಕಿತ ಚಕಾರ ತದೋಪಾಯ ನಿರ್ಬಂಧನ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ ದಿಗ್ಗಜೈರ್ ದಂಡ ಸುಕೇಂದ್ರೈರ್ ಅವಿಚಾರ ಉಪಾತನೈ ಮಾಯಾವಿ ಸನ್ನಿರೋಧೇಶ ಗರದಾನೈರ್ ಅಭೋಜನೆ ಹಿಮವಾಯಗ್ನಿ ಸಲಿಲೈ ಪರ್ವತ ಕ್ರಮನೈರಪಿ ನಾ ಸಿಸಾಗ ಯದಾಹಂತುಂ ಅಪಾಪಂ ಅಸ್ರ ಸುತಂ ಚಿಂತಾಂ ದೀರ್ಘ ತಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ತತ್ಕರ್ತುಂ ನಾಭ್ಯಪದ್ಯತ ಯೇಷ ಮೇ ಭವ ಸಾಧುಕ್ತೋ ಉದೋಪ ಯಶ ನಿರ್ಮಿತ ತೈಸ್ತೈರ್ ದ್ರೋಹೈರ್ ಅಸದ್ಧರ್ಮೈರ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವೇನೈವ ತೇಜಸ ವರ್ತಮಾನೋ ವಿದುರೇವೈ ಬಾಲೋಪ್ಯ ಅಜದಾಧಿರಯಂ ನಾ ವಿಸ್ಮರತಿ ಮೇ ನಾರ್ಯಾಂ ಸುನಸೇಪ ಇವ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಪ್ರಮೇಯಾನು ಭಾವೋಯಂ ಅಕುಟಿತ್ ಭಯೋಮರ ನೂನಂ ಏತದ್ ವಿರೋಧೇನ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ಮೇ ಭವಿತಾನವ ಇತಿ ತಚ್ಚಿಂತಯ ಕಿಂಚಿನ್ ಮಲಾನಾಶ್ರಿಯಂ ಅಧೋಮುಖಂ ತಂಡಮಾರ್ಕಾವ್ ಅವಸನಾಸೋ ವಿಯುಕ್ತ ಇತಿ ವಚಿತ ಇತಂತ್ವೈಕೇನ ಜಗತ್ರಯಂ ಭೂರ್ ವಿಜೃಂಭನ ತ್ರಸ್ತ ಸಮಸ್ತ ದಿಷ್ಟಪಂ ನತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಚಿಂತ್ಯಾಂ ತವ ನಾದ ಚಕ್ಷ್ವಹೇ ನವೈ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ಗುಣದೋಷಯ ಪದಂ ಇಮಂತು ಪಾಸರ್ ವರ್ಣಶ್ಯವದ್ವಾ ನಿವೇದಿ ಭೀತೋ ನ ಪಾಲಯತೆ ಯಥ ಬುದ್ಧಿಶ್ಯ ಪುಂಸೋ ವಯಸಾರ್ಯ ಸೇವಯ ಯಾವದ್ ಗುರುರ್ ಭಾರ್ಗವ ಆಗಮಿಷ್ಯತಿ ತತೇತಿ ಗುರು ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ಅನುಜ್ಞಾಯೇದಮಬ್ರವೀತ್ ಧರ್ಮಶ್ಯ ಶಪ ದೇಷ್ಟವ್ಯೋ ರಾಜ್ಞಾಂ ಯೋ ಗೃಹ ಮೇಧಿನಂ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ಕಿ. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್, ವೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫುಟೈಲ್, ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಫಿಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್ by throwing him beneath the feet of big elephants, throwing him among huge fearful snakes, employing destructive spells, hurling him from the top of a hill, conjuring up illusory tricks, administering poison, starving him, exposing him to severe cold, winds, fire and water, or throwing heavy stones to crush him. When Hiranyakashipu found that he could not in any way harm Prahlad, was completely sinless, was in great anxiety about what to do next. Hiranyakashipu thought, I have used many ill names in chastising this boy Prahlad, and have devised many means of killing him, but despite all my endeavors, he could not be killed. Indeed, he saved himself by his own powers without being affected in the least by the treacherous, abominable actions. Although he is very near to me and is merely a child, he is situated in complete fearlessness. He resembles a dog's covered tail which can never be straightened because he never forgets my misbehavior and his connection with his master, Lord Vishnu. The word suna means a dog, sepa means tail. The example is ordinary. However, one may try to straighten a dog's tail. It is never straight, but always curved. Sunasepa is also the name of second son of Ajigartha. He was sold to Harishchandra, but he later took shelter of Vishwamitra, Harishchandra's enemy, and never left his side. I can see that this boy's strength is unlimited, but he has not feared any of my punishments. He appears immortal. Therefore, because of my enmity towards him, I shall die, or maybe this will not take place. Thinking in this way, the king of the Daityas, morose and bereft of bodily luster, remained silent with his face downward. Then Sandha and Amarka, the two sons of Sukracharya, spoke to him in secret. O Lord, we know that when you simply move your eyebrows, all the commanders of the various clans are most afraid. Without the help of any assistant, you have conquered all the three worlds. Therefore, we do not find any reason for you to be morose and full of anxiety. As for Prahlad, he is nothing but a child and cannot be a cause of your anxiety. After all, his bad and good qualities have no value. Until the return of our spiritual master Sukracharya, arrest this child with the ropes of Varuna so that he will not flee in fear. In any case, by the time he is somewhat grown up and has assimilated our instructions or served our spiritual master, he will change in his intelligence so that there need to be no cause for anxiety. After hearing these instructions of Sandha and Amarka, the sons of the spiritual master, Hiranyakashipu, agreed and requested them to instruct Prahlad in the system of occupational duty, which is followed by royal household families. Repeat. After hearing these instructions of Sandha and Amarka, the sons of the spiritual master,
Hiranyakashipu,
agreed,
and requested them
to instruct Prahlad that system of occupational duty,
which is followed by
royal household families, purported by the divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Hiranyakashipu wanted Prahlad Maharaj to be trained as a diplomatic king in the ruling the kingdom, the country or the world, but not to be advised about renunciation or the renounced order of life. The word dharma here does not refer to some religious faith. As clearly stated, dharmohya, sopadastavyo, rajnyamyo, grohanvidhinam. There are two kinds of royal families, one whose members are simply attached to household life, another consists of rajarishis. Kings who govern with ruling power, but are as good as great saints. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to become a Rajarshi, whereas Hiranyakashipu wanted him to become a king attached to sense enjoyment, Grohamedinam. Therefore, in the Aryan system, there is Varnasram Dharma, by which everyone should be educated according to his position in society's division of Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and Asrama, Brahmacharya, Grohastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. A devotee purified by devotional service is always in the transcendental position above the mundane qualities. But the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu was that Hiranyakashipu wanted to keep Prahlad in mundane attachment, whereas Prahlad was above the modes of material nature. As long as one is under the control of material nature, his occupational duty is different from that of a person not under such control. Once real dharma or occupational duty is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhammas Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, as described to his order carrier by Dhammaraj, Ramaraj, a living being is a spiritual identity, and therefore his occupational duty is also spiritual. The real Dharma is that which is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parichadya, Mamekam Saranam Raja. One must give up one's material occupational duties, just as one must give up his material body. Whatever one's occupational duty, even according to Varnashrama system, one must give it up and engage in one's spiritual function. One's real dharma or occupational duty is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivara Surupai, Krishna Nityadas, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 28th chapter, 108th verse. Every living being is an adjustment of Krishna. That is one's real occupational duty.
జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు ముక్తానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ రామ
రామ. There are two paragraphs here. I purport to the verse in the first paragraph. Prabhupada elaborating. On Raja Rishis and ordinary kings. Hiranyakasipu wanted Prahlad Maharaj to be trained as a diplomatic king in ruling the world, but not to be advised about renunciation. Everybody loves oneself, and we all love our bodies, and we want to make our body comfortable, happy, satisfied. We think we are this body. So, Hiranyakasipu, he represents someone with a bodily concept of life. So for him, the aggrandizement of the body is everything. That means just have very luxurious, very grand, elaborate arrangements for the body, sense gratification. That is what is the present day society is all about. The present day society, the heads who are ruling the countries, because they are ignorant about the real business of life and in the search for happiness, they are trying to multiply. They are multiply their demands, desires, and they are completely hopeless. Although they are surrounded by facilities more than necessary. If you look at the aristocratic people, the affluent people, the rich people, they are more complex than ordinary people. We all think that rich people are very happy, but they cannot sleep without sleeping pills, and they have so much status, prestige, ego problems, and every day they are restless. What else can I enjoy? They are trying to squeeze, like the Prahlad Maharaj in the previous sloka said, chewing the chewed. Puna puna charvita charvana naam. Like it can be explained in many ways. Before we come to human birth, we have transmigrated lakhs of species, and the 80 lakhs of the bodies are different, but the business are the same. Whether it is a lizard body or a monkey body, or the body of a tiger, any body, simply the same, the mantra of sense gratification. In different body. As the Prabhupada says, the satisfaction a goat or a sheep gets by eating grass, by eating food, don't think by eating on a dining table many palatable dishes, we are enjoying anything extra, because the goat is eating to its full stomach, and the goat is liking its food, the grass, otherwise why it will go on eating? So that means it is enjoying its food. Whereas we are enjoying our food, still we are not satisfied, because that is the nature of human being. That they are conditioned for certain life and they are satisfied, they are enjoying their life. But human beings, fortunately or unfortunately, our consciousness is hidden. The different degrees of consciousness, although we are all living entities, there is Sankuchita Chetana, Mukulita Chetana, and Vikasita Chetana and Purna Chetana. Different. Shrunken consciousness, Sankuchita, Let me draw this very the entities that are very low consciousness, like trees, and then over the trees you have Mukkulita, budding consciousness. So they can take more pain and more pleasure. For the trees and plants, they don't feel so much, they don't enjoy so much. And over that, that means the more enjoyment you are feeling, the more pain also you feel. In human society, in human life, our consciousness is like developed consciousness, blossoming consciousness. So, if you are not God conscious, all little silly things, even the way you look at a person, then little comments you make, that creates disturbance in the other person. A very developed consciousness, nobody is a fool. Similarly, just by the movement of your eyebrows, just by little comments, you can encourage a person, make a person feel good. But above all this, let's say there are so many cinemas, there are so many novels, there are so many entertainment systems, because we are trying hard how to find happiness. What will satisfy me? But unfortunately, with all this, people have their personal life, and when they watch a movie, or when they read a novel, or when they look into others' lives, simply it is the same sense gratification, maybe little variation, but it is all sense gratification. So, and then in other births, and in our repeated births, and in whatever we are watching, it is all called chewing the chewed. But because we have become rotten and dull, sense gratification, it numbs our senses. We lose discrimination, we lose intelligence. When a person is into sense gratification, Bhagavad Gita says, ಯೇ ಸಂಸ್ಪರ್ಶದ ಭೋಗ ದುಃಖ ಯೋನ ಯಾವತ್ತೆ ಆದ್ಯಂತವಂತಕ್ಕವಂತೆಯ ಮತ್ತೆ ಶೂರ ಮತ್ತೆ ಬುಧ. ವಿ ಹ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ಟುಪಿಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಸ್ಟಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸ್ಟಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ is not enjoyment, we are avoiding suffering. But what is the enjoyment that we don't know? So it is not possible. So, on our own, we will not be able to understand who we are and what we need and what will make us happy. We will not be able to understand on our own. Like Prabhupada gives the example, someone who is bound, hands and legs tied up, how can he liberate himself? So that's why in this world, everybody is conditioned and all their intelligence is simply, it is roaming in the field of the senses only, sensual. So it needs someone who has transcended the senses. And when he begins to speak, people have the intelligence, and every human being is a right, adhikar. Human life, everybody has the right to connect himself to God and live a spiritual path. We have the capacity there, and we have the right, because we all want to be happy. So human body is the right platform. But it all starts with meeting a spiritual master. Tadvijnanardham sagurum evapi gasya. So somehow Hiranyakashipu accepted. Now Prabhupada writes here, Hiranyakashipu also accepted Guru. Because we are reading the words here, the Sanda and Amarka are the sons of his spiritual master. Sons of the spiritual master of Hiranyakashipu, Sukracharya. Sukracharya. So this is what is called genuine spiritual master, and then there are bogus gurus. Bogus gurus also educate us how to develop, how to be successful, how to enjoy one's life. But a genuine spiritual master he can convince us, he can tell us actually why we are so restless, why we are so lost, why we are so desperate, why we are so unhappy. Everybody in this world, one who is not situated in the self, they cannot be happy in life. That means actually we are all extrovert. Everyone born into this world, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Anadi Bahirmukha Jeeva. Anadi Bahirmukha Jeeva. What is it? Maya. Krishna Boli, Anadi Bahirmukha Jeeva, Japatiya Maya. Tare Japatiya Maya Dharati, something like that. Yeah, which means we have forgotten Krishna in our life, and this is going on for endless births. We are completely lost, and Maya is beating us right and left. We are getting so much suffering. That's why the height of intelligence is generally it's a whom do we call an intelligent man? We call somebody intelligent if he has found some solution to your temporary problem, or he knows how to exploit the material nature, and one who can find ways and means how to survive in this world, they are considered intelligent. But the definition of real intelligence is that when you understand that there is no happiness in this world, it looks like somebody is frustrated there, or he is disappointed there, he is saying there is no happiness, but you got so much misery in life. No. He is saying that everything on bodily plane, sooner or later, like people, suppose you had a very good life, good time, but something happens to her, or she will leave you, or she dies. The source of your happiness will become the source of your great distress. The source of your great happiness immediately becomes your source of distress. Money is the source of your happiness. And by providential reasons, you lost your fortune. Suppose beauty is the source of your happiness. There are many people in this world who have shot themselves dead because they thought when the source of happiness is gone. So, like, you know, suppose, there are many examples. You know, Marilyn Monroe, in 1960s, she is the most celebrated actress in the West. And then she ruled the celluloid industry, film industry, for 3-4 decades. And then after that, when she looked into the mirror, that her cheeks started getting wrinkles and hair started getting white, and she found herself an old lady. And then also people also started stopping coming back. And they went to other young beauties. And then she found it miserable because she was followed with so many people all the time. Click, here and there, the camera, everywhere. And then no following, no. People are going somewhere else. She committed suicide. And Ernest Hemingway, the Nobel laureate, the Nobel Prize in literature, he also shot himself to death. He was a very successful writer, so much money and so many people. And when the doctor declared that he got some STD disease, and doctor said, "You are no longer fit for sex life." Then he said, "What are you doing like?" He shot himself to death and died. So this will be the people who trust their bodies. People who think, like suppose somebody is a prime minister and is very attached to his chair and is kicked out, and then he becomes very miserable for him because no more fanfare, no more recognition. But these all things go on. Nobody is big forever in this world. Nobody is beautiful forever, nobody is big forever, nobody is influential forever. Right. Muhammad Ali, all-time great, 4 times. It was not there in history that for 20 years, same person could be the gold medalist in Olympic Games. Because age changes. At least after 10 years, 10 people walking. Punchy and finishing ability. But somehow this guy maintained his fitness four times consecutively. And fifth time he was still aspiring. And right and left, and kicked out of the ring. Then within few years, his body, because of taking so many, his career was this, and then unnatural life. Naturally, all nervous diseases, Parkinson's disease. He said, I'm Mr. World, I'm the top of the world. Then he got Parkinson's disease. He cannot even control his body. He said, the man who controlled everybody was on the top of the world. Then became a little contemplative introvert. And then somebody just encouraged me. You were one time the greatest. Normally, the four ladies shaking hands and said, I'm the greatest fool. Having wasted my life. So, bodily civilization is the civilization of demons. People who consider bodily aggrandizement is the civilization of demons. And as it is the natural fate of the demons, because this, by God's arrangement, the world favors the devotees. The world favors, the nature favors people who are in the mode of goodness. People who are in the mode of goodness means who have discrimination, who can understand the soul, and people who can understand the eternity of the soul, people who can actually utilize their short-lasting human body for self-realization. So here we have the contrast. Prahlad versus Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu has all control over the world. And he has all the wealth of the world. And he is the most powerful man. But completely restless because he could not control his son. And he wanted to be immortal. He wanted to be most powerful. He wanted to be immortal, but on a bodily plane, as anybody can understand, body is affected by time. No one can do anything about that. You want to be happy, that is your right. You want to live eternally, that is also your right, because you are eternal. You are blissful. But in ignorance, when we think we are this body and waste our life to pamper the body in so many ways. And ultimately, one Nobel laureate in biology, he said, I was trying to discover life in the search for discovery of life. Somehow, life slipped out of us and as he died. He left his body. The Prabhupada said there is so much life everywhere. The ants produce so much life. And this universe is bubbling with life. Everywhere, life. Jiva Sarvaga. Life is everywhere. We don't see life in the air. But we just take a cc cubic of air and examine it. So many microbes. And you take a little drop of water full of life, so many microbes full everywhere. So these foolish people, the scientists, they are trying to create life. What will you do? On one hand, you are destroying life. And you are trying to create life. You understand? So, what we are supposed to search is, what is my business in this world? We are not here to explore the world. We are here to, because with your 100 years of life, what can you explore? We are going to be on tour to Karnataka for 10 days, starting from tomorrow. And they selected some places for 10 days. But it is not the entire coverage of Karnataka. The Karnataka is a big state, 32-600. You can't. So, this world, that way, if you want to look for variety in this world, like we have been taking birth repeatedly, but our curiosity for the world never ends. But you find it, how you become happy. It's not trying to know things, it's not trying to enjoy things, but do you have your hands on bliss? I found like Anandamudhi Vardhanam. If you actually attend spiritual life, just chanting the name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 48 years, chanting, we're going into the depths of the kirtan. But we're not even touching the tip of the iceberg. That's the nature of spiritual happiness. So, when you come in contact with a spiritual master, he gives you the reasonable knowledge, authentic knowledge, and the practical knowledge, the realized knowledge, and he will lead you into spiritual life. Then you will know that I don't have to go anywhere, I don't have to accumulate money, I don't have to go anywhere, I don't have to look up to anybody for happiness in life. These are all byproducts. If you attempt spiritual life, what is this? Muktir Mukulutanjali Sevatasma Dharmata Kamagataya Samaya Niriksha. Prabhupada says, anyone who wants liberation, freedom from suffering, whatever, or going to heavenly planets, or dharma, the kama, says anyone who is practicing bhakti, it says liberation is at your doorstep, folding hands. That means it is very easy to attain liberation by chanting Hare Krishna. You develop the taste that naturally you don't like to enjoy this world. It's not a hard struggle. Muktir Mukulutanjali Sevatasman, it is ready to serve you. Dharmardha Kama Gataya Samaya Niriksha. So people are after money, you'll be after Krishna, and money will be behind you. And people are after money, and fortune is always flickering. But anyone who has caught hold of the lotus feet of husband of goddess of fortune, and then steadily the goddess of fortune will be killed. Goddess of fortune will never leave the Lord. That means you practice bhakti, and whatever you need, that will follow you. They say, if fortune is like shadow, you follow the shadow, it will keep on evading. So you try to catch your own shadow. Go on. Shadow of course follows. And you just walk, the shadow follows you. So you go behind Krishna, and all things which people are trying to be religious people, will be a devotee. All good qualities will develop. So when you are attracted to Krishna, naturally you are selfless, you are kind, you are simple, you are honest, because you are not looking for anything. When you are thoroughly satisfied with bhakti, you have all good qualities. You want to help others, appreciate others and all that. So, the point is, let's say Prahlad, he just is a devotee. Now you will see, Hiranyakashipu could not harm Prahlad. And Hiranyakashipu is displaying all the noble qualities. The people are torturing, but he is not unhappy, or he is not cursing. People are torturing him. He is saying, you know, that who can harm a person who is protected by Krishna? People think it is a story. How if you trample a person with elephants, if you stab him, if you boil him in oil, and you throw him from the cliff, and you drown him in the water, and the poisonous snakes are biting, and Prahlad was not dead. Then that is your material logic. The material loss is when a snake bites a person, will die. And somebody thrown from the height. But all these laws are made by Krishna. And for his devotee, Krishna can make exception. And so it's not separating. So all our intelligence, material intelligence, all our efforts, material efforts, all our indulgence, in material indulgence. And what do you know about light? Lastly, it is said, the people who are simply conditioned, they don't know 1% about this world. Whatever Nobel laureates, whatever PhDs, whatever scientists, the whole, this material world is only 1/4 of God's creation. And this is perishable. And this is temporary. And this variety itself is mind-boggling. Then you think about a spiritual variegatedness. Unlimited spiritual variegatedness. Endless. So, that's why we are always indebted to the person who introduces us to Krishna. Anyone who introduces Krishna into one's life, there is no way you can liquidate his debt, because he has given you eternal, beautiful, blissful life. And we all want to be beautiful. What beauty you can make up? The soul is naturally beautiful. The soul has no old age. The soul has no death. The soul is ever fresh. So to the degree we are spiritually advanced, so then Prabhupada was so old. That's why young people are attracted. So many thousands of young women are attracted to Prabhupada. So many lakhs of young people are attracted to Prabhupada. I always wonder, we are never tired of watching the picture of Prabhupada. What is it there? There is a spiritual personality. People may think, why they are so fascinated with Prabhupada. And we collect Prabhupada's photos. This, that, you want to see, this, that. They're crazy people. What is there in the old man? But if you have taken a little bit of his advice and start chanting, and then you see something in Prabhupada. Prabhupada's spiritual personality. His deity is not different from him. His name is not different from him. And his writings are not different from him. That means you always be connected to Prabhupada. And then that makes you feel fearless. It makes you feel energetic. It makes you feel very hopeful. No matter what we are, I'm not going to be an ordinary man. Just watch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai.
Granda Rasi Bhagavatam ki, Hare Ram Sankirtan ki. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.